Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. As residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, we know you care about what happens in our community, and today we're diving into a story that's really making waves.
Yeah, this one's got people talking for sure.
For sure. So we're looking at this article from KPRC Click 2 Houston from June 25th, 2024. And the title really says it all. Pasadena councilman says he's outraged after low-income scholarships snatched by city attorney without explanation. So we've got two Pasadena high school seniors who are all set to get these scholarships, and then bam, gone.
It's a mess, that's for sure. Worth taking a closer look at.
Okay, so let's break this down. We've got Councilman Emmanuel Guerrero, and he used money from his budget to create these two $500 scholarships for students who are struggling financially.
Right, trying to give a leg up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he wanted to help these two young women, Lauren Centino and Anna Pineda. Both of them are about to head off to college, but they're facing some financial roadblocks. Lauren wants to be a lawyer.
Big dreams.
And Anna wants to go into engineering.
Yeah, great goals. And, you know, everything was set. The scholarships were approved. Checks were cut. They even told the girls.
Oh, man, I can't even imagine getting that news and then having it.
And with college costs these days, that kind of support can make all the difference.
Absolutely. So then this is where it gets crazy. Just 20 minutes before the council meeting where they were going to present the scholarships, city attorney Jay Dale, he pulls the checks.
No warning, nothing.
Just no explanation at all. And you can just imagine what a blow that must have been for these students. Lauren was quoted in the article saying, everything was already in motion and they stopped it. And Anna said, it devastated me.
Yeah, reading that, wow. It just really hits you how these decisions, you know, maybe they seem like just bureaucratic stuff to some people, but they have real consequences for real people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so we get to City Attorney Dale's reasoning, and he's saying that you just can't use city money for private scholarships.
So he's basically saying Councilman Guerrero didn't know the rules.
But then Councilman Guerrero is pushing back. He's saying, look, this is bigger than just some rule. This is about inequality.
So it's not just about two $500 scholarships.
Right. It's about access to opportunities. And like, what is the government's role in supporting people who need help? It makes you think how many times these little decisions get made that have these huge ripple effects and we don't even know about it.
It's a good point. And that's kind of what we do here with Think and Act Locally, right? Trying to give folks in our area the information they need to make a difference.
Yeah, for sure. We need to understand what's going on locally so we can hold our leaders accountable.
Yeah.
And, you know, help our community thrive.
And if you like what we do here, you can always support us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Everything helps.
For sure. So getting back to Pasadena, when the reporter from KPRC reached out to City Attorney Dale to like get some clarification, things got really tense.
Oh, really?
He got really aggressive, like wouldn't give an explanation, was even yelling at the reporter.
That's not good.
It just makes you wonder about transparency and accountability in our local government, you know? And meanwhile, these two students, their dreams are on hold. It's rough.
Really is. It's like a system where the people in power just make decisions and no one's really checking or making sure it's all fair.
So what happens now? Like, what does this mean for Lauren and Anna? And what about how money gets used in our community going forward?
Yeah, those are the big questions. And we'll dig into those. But first, we've got to take a quick break. So we're back. And I think this whole scholarship thing, it shows how important it is for local government to be open and honest. You know, like what happens when the folks making decisions aren't really being checked?
Yeah, it's worrying for sure. And it makes you think like, how often does this kind of thing happen? Are there other times when, you know, people in power are using money in ways that are maybe not so straightforward?
That's the question, isn't it? When you don't have clear rules and someone watching how things are done, there's always the chance for things to go wrong. And that just makes people lose trust and not want to get involved.
Exactly. If people don't feel like their tax dollars are being used right, ethically, why would they bother?
And that's how things start to fall apart, right? Lack of transparency just leads to people not caring and not participating, and that weakens the whole community. That's really why we started Think and Act Locally. We want to give people the information they need to hold their local government accountable and make positive changes.
Yeah, totally. It can feel kind of overwhelming trying to understand how local government works, but it's so important if we want our community to thrive. And that's what we're all about here, breaking these complex issues down so people can understand and make informed decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So back to this case, the city attorney says it's illegal to use council funds for private scholarships. But the article doesn't actually say if that's really true legally.
That's a good point. It would be helpful to know the actual rules about this kind of money and if there's, any legal precedent for or against using it this way.
And that lack of clarity just makes the whole thing worse, right? Councilman Guerrero thinks he's doing the right thing. The city attorney is saying, no, you're not. It leaves everyone wondering, like, what are the rules? And who decides how to interpret them?
And this is where being transparent is so important. If there were clear rules that everyone could see, officials and residents, then you wouldn't have these kinds of fights.
It would definitely help to know if this has happened before, like, have other council members used funds this way without any problems? Were there any concerns raised then, or are they just picking on this guy for some reason?
Those are the questions we need journalists and engaged citizens to be asking. If things aren't consistent or there's a pattern of not being transparent about how money is being used, that needs to come out.
Yeah, for sure. Transparency is all about accountability. If you don't have it, then it can lead to favoritism, and then people just stop trusting our local institutions.
You got it. Trust is what holds a community together, and that trust comes from being open and honest and holding people accountable.
And it's worth pointing out, even if Councilman Guerrero didn't break any rules, was this the best way to spend public money?
Right. Even if everything was legal, we still got to talk about the ethics of it all.
Were there other things in the community that needed that money more? How do we make sure these decisions really reflect what our community values and needs?
And those conversations have to be open and honest with everyone involved. Local government should represent the people it serves.
Well said. And that's where you come in, folks. We can't just sit back and expect our elected officials to take care of everything. We need to be informed, get involved, and speak up.
Exactly. Think and Act Locally is all about giving people a platform for those conversations, giving people the tools and knowledge to make a difference in their communities.
Speaking of making a difference, what about Lauren and Anna? Their college dreams are kind of up in the air now, right?
It's a tough situation, but hopefully this doesn't stop them from going after their goals. Councilman Guerrero said he's going to fight for those scholarships, but even if that doesn't work out, there are other ways to get help.
And this is where we as a community can step up. There are groups out there that help students who can't afford college. We'll be sure to include some of those in our show notes.
It just shows that even when things are tough, there's always hope, and there are people who want to help.
Now let's go back to the city attorney. He got really aggressive with that reporter, almost like he was trying to avoid answering the questions rather than actually address the concerns.
That never looks good, especially for someone in a position of power. It just makes people more suspicious and wonder what they're hiding.
It all goes back to that lack of transparency, right? Instead of being open and willing to talk about it, he got defensive. And that just makes people less trusting and creates this whole atmosphere of fear and uncertainty.
It's the opposite of what a healthy community needs. We need open communication, honesty, and a willingness to deal with problems directly.
You're right. So if we zoom out a bit, what can we learn from this whole scholarship controversy? What are the big takeaways for us as residents?
I think it comes down to three things. First, we got to demand transparency from our local government. Second, we have to stay informed and involved, ask those tough questions, and hold our leaders accountable. And third, we have to support each other, especially those who are struggling.
And those three things are really what Think and Act Locally is all about. We believe that when people are informed and involved, that's how you build a strong community.
Absolutely. We all have a part to play in shaping our community's future. But we've covered a lot already. How about we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore some ways to address the scholarship issue and talk about how we can stop this from happening again.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So we've been talking about this scholarship situation in Pasadena. And it seems like there are some bigger problems that need fixing. But what can we actually do about it? What are some steps we can take so this doesn't happen again?
Well, I think one important thing is to have clear guidelines. Make it public about how council members can use that extra money they have. That way, everyone's on the same page about the rules and the money is being used fairly and openly.
So it's about getting rid of that gray area, right? Making sure there's no confusion or accusations of people playing favorites.
Yeah, exactly. And along with clear guidelines, you need a system to make sure everything is being done right. Maybe like an independent committee that could look at all the requests for funding and make sure they fit with the community's priorities and follow the rules.
That sounds like a good way to add another layer of accountability. So it's not just one person making decisions that affects so many people.
And of course, communication is key. Council members should talk to the people they represent, explain why they're using the money the way they are, and get feedback. It's about sharing the responsibility for how public money is spent.
It's about having a back and forth right, where residents feel like they're being heard and their concerns matter. At the end of the day, it's all about serving the community.
Absolutely. And if there are disagreements, there needs to be a way to resolve them fairly. Maybe some kind of mediation process so they can work things out before it turns into a big public fight.
That's a good idea. It's about finding solutions that work for everyone, not just a select few.
Mm.
And ultimately, it comes down to building a culture of transparency, accountability, and respect within our local government.
You got it. And that starts with us, the residents. We need to stay informed, engaged, and hold our elected officials accountable.
We have a voice, and we can use it to make the changes we want to see in our community. And for those of you listening, if you're passionate about making a difference, we encourage you to support organizations like Think and Act Locally that are working to inform and empower residents.
Your support helps us keep doing these deep dives into local issues and giving you the tools you need to make a positive impact.
We believe that informed residents are the foundation of a thriving community. So we've talked about the big picture, but what about Lauren and Anna? Councilman Guerrero says he's going to fight for their scholarships, but there's no guarantee they'll get that money.
It's a tough situation for sure, but their story shows that we need a better safety net for students who can't afford college. Luckily, there are groups out there that are dedicated to helping students overcome these financial hurdles, and we'll make sure to share some of these resources in our show notes.
And if you're listening and want to help, we encourage you to check out those resources and do what you can. Every little bit helps. We're all part of this community, and we have a responsibility to look out for each other. So, any final thoughts on this whole situation?
I think what this shows us is that local government isn't just about rules and regulations, it's about people's lives. The decisions made in City Hall directly affect our neighbors, our friends, our families. It's a wake-up call for all of us to stay informed, get involved, and fight for a fairer and more just community.
Well said. And that wraps up this episode of The Deep Dive. We hope this conversation has been helpful and empowering. Remember, you have the power to make a difference. Start by getting informed, getting involved, and speaking up about the issues that matter to you. For more information on how to support Think and Act Locally, visit thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.